Welcome back, and in this video, we're going to add navigation to the application that we did last time by able to click on a note and have it transition to a new page. So, how do you do navigation? Well, Xamarin Forms has an object that lets you do it all together, and it's called the navigation page. So, that navigation page gives you a hierarchical navigation framework. So you can push and pop, including modal pages onto it. So let's get going and show how we can navigate. All right, so I've taken the application as built last time and added a couple things to it. First off, I added a detail page. Now that detail page is really simple. I built it out in XAML and I have a label on it and I have a button on it. And those buttons is bound to a view model, which happens to be a detail page view model, and there's nothing special going on here. It's the same thing that we built last time. We just have a note text and then a dismiss page command. So that dismiss page command, don't have anything in it yet. We'll get to it and we'll build it up in just a second. So let's go over to the main page now and check out what's going on. I've added a couple little things to it, including a selected item binding, which goes over to a new property in the view model called selected note, and then a selection change command, which goes to a selected note change command. Now, these are all pretty simple things that you've learned about last time. The selected note is a string, and the selected change command is a command that I haven't implemented yet, but we're going to. So in the selected note change command, I have an action already set up, and I'm going to make some magic happen with it. So the first thing I want to do when the selected note change command happens is I want to new up my view model for the detail page. So I'm just going to call this detail VM and have that equal to a new detail page view model. And it wants a string to be passed into the constructor. Well, the string happens to be the selected note, or from the view or from the list, the thing that the user tapped on. And then the next thing I'm going to do is new up the page. So it's going to be detail page, and it's going to be new detail page. Then my detail page is going to have a binding on it, a binding context. So this is how I can tell the detail page what you should be binding to or which properties to look for. And that's going to happen to be my detail VM. And now we're going to do some cool stuff. I'm going to use my application property, call current, and then call main page. And that has navigation on it. And from there, I can call push async and tell it what I want to push onto it. Well, here, I want to push the detail page. Of course, since it's push async, I want to make my action here asynchronous, and I want to call await on it. All right, so that's all I need to push a new page onto it. So I'm going to build it. And when it pops up, I'm going to add a couple notes to it. We'll do hello world. We'll say hi there. And then we'll say this is cool. That's all great, but there's one more thing that we have to do, and that's wrap our main page into a navigation page, because Xamarin Forms gives us a built-in navigation page that adheres to the specifics of each platform. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to jump into the app.xaml.cs, or the background page of the main launcher, and do new navigation page. And in a constructor, just pass in the page I want to serve as the root for it. Then hit go. So once my page is loaded up, you can see that I have another little blue line up on top because that's the navigation page taking over. So we're going to enter in a couple items here. Hello world. Hi there. And then how cool is this? And then I'm going to go and select Hi There. And you can see we get the brand new page show up. And it has this little navigation back button where I can click on it and it goes back. Again, cool. But when I go to Hello World, again, Hi There, Hello World. But this dismiss button isn't doing anything. So what I want to do is go implement that. Back into the detail page view model. And in my command constructor, what I'm going to do here is take out this write line and make this asynchronous because I'm going to be using a wait in just a second. And do await application current main page navigation and then pop. And we'll do pop async. And that's all I need to do to get it off the stack. Now, what if I want to do modally, they make something pop up over the top so I have to interact with it first? It's just as easy. So I can do push modal async. And then in my detail view model, I'm going to do pop modal async. We'll run everything again. So I'll enter a new note, and we'll just call this pop modal, save it. I'll click on it, and you can see this time it slid up over the bottom. I'll dismiss it, and then it slides back down. So we had the modal go up over the top, and then we popped it so it slid down for the bottom. So in this overall, we saw how to do navigation both pushing, popping, modal, and popping the modal. And the next time, Brandon's going to take you through doing everything we saw in this series, but doing with C# instead of XAML. So tune in for that.